Blog Talk Radio.
Take it down, Ben.
So, been a while, a little rusty. Paranormal Parade, Blog Talk Radio. I'm Jay Davis. No Jacob Curran. No Ernie Chambers. Not that I know of, at least as of yet. The show tonight, after such a hiatus, such a, you know, kind of a long break, I guess. And I hate to admit this to my millions of loyal listeners, but I believe that maybe I've been resting on my laurels. I've been content because the Department of Health and Human Services, the Nebraska Families Collaborative, Jeff Vandenberg, the rest of those pieces of shit had been out of my life. I had my children, although they weren't placed with me. I had them all the time because their mom's also a piece of shit. And, you know, I'm grateful she's a piece of shit, at least in regard that whenever she's got them, really I've got them because she can't handle them. Why do I say she can't handle them? Well, there's a number of things. Mainly, not that she doesn't love her kids. She's not at least affectionate towards them. Isn't glad she had some kids, but fucking badmouth a lot of people, although I do a lot of badmouthing, I suppose. For the most part, what makes her unfit is the fact that she is entirely incapable of placing her children's needs before her own. This is evidenced by just all kinds of stuff. But anyway, I'm running out of time. Silence. It's going to be a 10-minute or 15-minute show tonight. Mostly because I want to let these people, DHHS, Sarpy County fucking attorney, Sarpy County, Nebraska, my ex-wife, children's mother, Nebraska Children's Home Society, shout out to you. And then also to Mike and Sarah Lewis, a pair of great Mormon foster parents who believe that beating kids is a way of doing things. So Mike and Sarah Lewis, I hope you're fucking listening. Mike, give me a call. I'm still waiting on that meeting we were going to have, buddy. Give me a minute, listen to some music here, because I'm going to do my best to pull myself together here, and we're going to talk about a couple things. Give me a second. All right, that was 14 seconds. Sorry. Thank you. Anyway, I'm Jay Davis. Anyone who's listening probably already knows a little bit of history. So, catch up speed, I've been pretty content, been happy. I recently was married to a wonderful woman who is, I believe now, I guess would be my co-host-in-law. I think that's how that goes. So anyhow, we're going to go back real quick, back to December 3rd of 2016. I have three boys, Cooper, Connor, and Jace. You've probably heard them on this show. You've certainly seen pictures. Cooper's 11, Connor's 9, Jace is 4. Since I've had, well, kind of the opportunity to get back and have my kids around, they've let me know about a few things that have gone on at their mother's house and continue to go on. A lot of verbal abuse, a lot of domestic violence between their mother and their cousin dad, my nephew Brian Bolin. A lot of fighting going on. Eventually, Brian would turn these things to the kids and ultimately tell them that they're retarded, that their dad should have been beating them a long time ago, and then, of course, as a lesson, to probably, you know, he would beat their mom. So that happened. At one point, he challenged my 11-year-old son to a fist fight, which I'm, to be honest with you, I'm pretty sure that Cooper would have whooped his ass. That's neither here nor there. Fast forward now to December 3rd. All three boys spend the night with me. Saturday morning, December 4th. I believe December 3rd was Saturday. The boys told me the big boys would like to stay another night with me, and they were hoping that maybe Mom would keep Jace so the big boys could have some time together. I called Mom, said that'd be fine. Dropped Jace off over there with Mom. Came home, hung out with the boys, thought everything was great. Till about 10 o'clock that night, Mom calls me up or sends me a text message anyway that says some weird stuff about how me and her husband are hanging out in my garage together and plotting to kill her. I've seen this before. I texted her back, said, I don't know what you're talking about. She didn't text me back, saying, please bring the boys to me. Let me see them one last time. Been there before, too. If you recall that night, this is the only big snow we've had this year. And snowing like crazy. I said, look, it's 10 o'clock. Kids are in bed. I'm not going to bring them out in the snow. You're being crazy anyhow. And at that point, I started to worry because she was being crazy. I worried about my little boy, Jace, who was there in her care. So at that point, I decided I better call the police, have them go check on her. Instead of calling, however, I chose to go to the police station because I like to see people face-to-face. So I go to the police station. I tell them what's going on, and I tell them that I'm worried. So they go. They check out things, I guess. That's what they said anyway. Things were fine, they said. Following day, time for me to take the boys back to their mother. We pull up. Oh, fuck, I missed the biggest thing here. Going back 2 days prior, I picked up my little man, Jace. And as I picked him up, got in the car, we're driving away, and he says that his stepdad, my nephew, his cousin, Brian Bolin, had hurt him. I asked him, what do you mean? He said that he'd thrown his television at him and it hit him in the face. Immediately, I was angry. We'll just say that. I'm using guarded words at this point. Mostly because I spent 10 months in prison for saying things I maybe shouldn't have. And so, I was angry. Fast forward again back to when I was going to take the boys back to their mother, who had promised me that dude wasn't around anymore. Pull into the driveway, and sure enough, there's his car. Kids tell me they're not comfortable going there. They're afraid. They don't want to go there. I'm their father. My role is to protect them. So you don't want to go here. You're not comfortable. You're afraid. We're going home. We're going back. We go back to my house. By the time we get there, it's about 5 minutes before the cops show up, La Vista cops. La Vista cops show up. Then their mother and Brian Bolin both show up. And they say, we want the kids. I tell the cops what's going on. I told the cops that Brian Bolin had thrown a television at my child and hit him in the face with it. They confirm this by talking to their mother, who had taken a picture of the injury to my kid's face. However, the cops chose not to fucking press any charges against Brian Bolin, not to do anything about it at all. They did, however, negotiate things to where I got to keep him overnight. I kept him overnight. The next morning, I was at the Douglas County Courthouse filing a motion for temporary custody based on the fact that their mother was insane and failing to protect him from this piece of shit who throws TVs at kids and calls them retards. Unfortunately, there was no judge at Douglas County who could hear the case that day. And so, I went home. Fortunately, later on, I got a text message from their mother who said, look, my life's fucked up right now. Will you please keep them just until I can get my shit together? I congratulated her, and I told her that that was the most parental move she'd ever made. And I thanked her. And I said that everything's going to be okay. And I told my kids that everything's going to be okay. Went to bed feeling great about the new family and about the future that we held with the fact that my kids could grow up in a secure home, knowing that they were loved and wouldn't have to deal with schizophrenia, undiagnosed or unmedicated schizophrenia, and televisions thrown at them. Next day, I went to pick the two big boys up from school. I'm running out of time, so I'm really hurrying here. Pick them up from school, and I'm waiting in a long line of parents waiting to pick their kids up. And I look in my mirror, and I see this police fucking pulling up behind me. And I see them waving all these other cars back. Next thing I know, I got 100 cops rolling up on me. The entire block in front of the school, gone. No parents out there. It's all blocked off. Cops are telling me they took my kids from the school and they're going to go to my house and take my four-year-old from me. I think I'm going to come back for another 15 minutes. This is ridiculous. You got 90 seconds. When I come back here in 90 seconds, I'm going to talk about the fact that, yeah, I got rushed up on by all these cops. And then I'm going to tell you why. See you in a few minutes.
With the facts against the wall, runway down a one-way street, and you're headed for the fall. You've got a hope in the way you go, but there's no one to call a friend. You're on a prayer if someone cares. Left you help.
Make sure you stay tuned. I'll be back. 35 seconds.